This is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. On today's roundtable, restrictions on sex offenders may backfire, and a court upholds voluntary segregation practices in Massachusetts. Joining us today from our New York bureau is Bob Meadows, writer at People Magazine. At member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Bev Smith, host of the Bev Smith Show on American Urban Radio Network, and Roland Martin, executive editor of the Chicago Defender, is at member station WBEZ in Chicago. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. What we want to talk about first and foremost, we just heard from Charlie Rangel, is the idea of what I suggested to him and what we've talked about on a number of occasions, and it seems to be growing, as I characterized it to him, from a whisper to a loud roar, and that is, what in the name of heaven are Democrats doing? Many people see this idea of holding these hearings in the basement of the Capitol building, talking about impeachment, is just yet another indication of a lost party. Roland Martin, when you look at the Democrats over the last month or so, what's your thought in terms of their tactic to win back power?
That they need a form of political Viagra because they are frankly impotent. And that's their problem. They have no vision. They have no plan. Whether you like it or not, the Republican contract with America spoke directly to the American people. Democrats have yet to offer specifically what do they want to do to change this country. Their response is, we're going to do the opposite of what the other party is doing. That does not win you back the Congress. That does not win you back the White House. And that does not win you governor's mansions across the country. That is their problem. They have no clear action plan to inspire and engage the American public.
Bev, when you hear what Roland suggests there, you also take a look at the Bolton nomination being stonewalled. When you look at the idea of so many people suggesting, as Roland just did, no message from the Democrats, you look for traction. Even when you have a president, by all accounts, in terms of poll numbers, who is suffering right now, the Democrats can't seem to climb up the ladder.
Well, I love Roland, but I want to disagree with him on one point, and that is that Republicans spoke directly to the American people. Which American people should be the question? But to the question of the Democratic Party, they're not even speaking to the American people. And it hurts me because I'm a lifelong Democrat, having only one time crossed over to the other side. It's in the book. I apologize for that. I want the Democrats to have a plan. They don't. They have several things on the board. But the problem is at the DNC level. There's so much internal fighting over whether or not the media should love Howard Dean more than they do, instead of looking at the substance of what Howard Dean has said. Intimately, African Americans who are involved in the inner circle of the DNC are angry, not just dissatisfied, and Roland knows this because we're both involved, not just dissatisfied, but angry because the Democratic Party has failed to approach the segment that it depended on, that is the working class and the African American. I think they're lost, but I think they're lost because they're depending on the same people all the time. And that's the message of the Republican Party. The same people say the same thing all the time. And if you hear it all the time, you're going to believe it. The Republicans do have a plan. They knocked on everyone's door. The Democrats didn't. So I don't know what it's going to take, because as we talk to the Democrats, we find that they're looking at us as if to say, what the heck are you talking about? Say what? I think what's going to happen and what you're going to see emerging, Ed, is an independent Democratic African-American move. I might say it's already happening in many cities across the country. And word is there might even be a conference where independent Democrats come together to map out a strategy to go after the Republicans themselves.
And Bob Meadows, let
me just throw this in, sure, and pick up your point. If what Bev Smith says is true, it seems that the Democrats have blinders on. I put that exact question and premise to Howard Dean about a week ago when he appeared on this show about the idea that African-American voters, as well as privately African-American elected officials, were a bit disappointed with the Democratic Party and did not see the idea that they are coming to call on who has dealt with them, who has voted disproportionately in a larger block than any other subgroup within that party. Mr. Dean suggested that that was all wrong and that Democrats had happy African Americans within their camp.
And, you know, that's the whole problem. When you have somebody in your back pocket, you don't really go out of your way to keep doing things that they might like because you know they're in your back pocket. And I think that's the way that Democrats feel toward the black vote. They've been losing for years and years and years on the national level with the black vote. I mean, let's face it, as much as Democrats love Clinton, he never received 50% of the American vote. You have to go all the way back to Jimmy Carter to find a Democratic candidate who received that, and he only did it probably because of Watergate. So I think that with the Hispanics becoming a larger majority, larger than blacks, they don't vote 100% the way or 90% the way black people do for Democrats. Democrats need to focus on getting the Hispanic vote. The Democrats, what they need to do is they need to find a charismatic Southern leader to lead this party. That's honestly what I believe, because if the Republicans have taught us anything through Ronald Reagan and George Bush II, it's really style over substance people seem to be voting for.
Ed, we've sort of broken down this whole debate in terms of what Democrats can do for African Americans, but keep in mind, this is a party that is not even getting white voters, that is losing Hispanic voters, that is losing suburban women voters. So they have a much broader problem. And I think the biggest issue is they refuse to recognize that they are in an ideological war because they are against a party that simply wants to put their stamp on this country through our federal courts, through the governor's mansion, through state legislatures, through the Congress, through the White House, and they refuse to recognize that. In Texas, Tom DeLay made the effort to take those districts in Texas, cancel out those white Democrats, and to give the Republicans a large majority. In Illinois, Congressman Rahm Emanuel said, wait a minute, if Tom DeLay said Texas is more conservative, they need more seats, well, Illinois is more Democrat, we need more seats. The Democrats said nothing. They refused to engage in a war against a party that simply wants to win everything. This is not niceties. This is not the playground. This is real. And unless they wake up, they are going to be beaten into submission for the next 30 years.
But I think
the idea that we heard this week from longtime Senator Joe Biden, who suggests that he is taking a long, real look at the White House for 2008 and sees himself as a true viable candidate for the Democrats?
He doesn't seem to carry the charisma that would be necessary. He's been in the news for many, many years. I think he has run before and hasn't done anything. So I really don't think the Democrats are looking at that as, you know, hip, hip, hooray.
Well, first of all, I've heard Senator Joe Biden. He's very charismatic. His problems have been his health. The last two times when he ran, he had an aneurysm one year, and then he had other health issues when he considered running 4 years ago. And so I don't know whether God is trying to send Senator Biden a message, but his biggest issue is going to be his health and whether he can sustain a campaign because of that.
I think there's two things we need to be careful about, gentlemen. One is the call that the Republicans got 50% of the American vote. They got 50% of the people who voted. And in America, whites, blacks, Chinese, people who glow in the dark, did not go out and vote as they should. The second thing is this word charisma, a word defined by a conservative Republican press. We need to look at that word. Are we looking for substance? Or are we looking for charisma? Do we want someone who can sing and dance and pat and kiss our children? We already have that in the Republican Party. We had that with Newt Gingrich, and we look at what happened. I think what we really need as Democrats is to go into a back room and reevaluate what worked. We're not organizing on the street level. We're not organizing in communities. We have no unified message. None of us on this panel can tell you what the message is. And I'm intimately involved, and I don't have a clue. So I think we need to go into the back room and have a come to Jesus and then come out with a strategy and then be ready to, as President George Bush likes to say, or Dick Cheney, whip some butt.
Let me ask this. Here's part of the issue. Here's part of the issue and part of the problem, whether you be a Democrat or Republican, and that's just the political game today. Bev Smith suggests that it isn't necessarily a mandate. We aren't seeing 50% of the electorate turn out. We're only seeing a small portion of that, and we call it 50% because that's 50% of the numbers that vote. But the reality is you can't talk about the game. You can't deal with the game. You can't change the game if you don't play. So while not a true mandate of the electorate, it is a mandate of those who decide to go to the polls. And I lay submission to the idea that those who don't vote, very few of them are using that as their vote. It's not like they're not voting because they don't necessarily feel like the two gentlemen that they have before them are appropriate for the office. Quite frankly, they have just decided that they're not going to be part of this game anymore.
I agree with you 100%, Ed.
And in politics, you don't appeal to those who don't vote. Let's just cut to the chase. You spend your time and energy and money on those who are likely voters. That's the way the game is played.
I agree with you, Ed. I think what those who did not vote, you and I talked to those people, are voting, in fact, are really voting. Although they're not voting the traditional way, they are saying that none of the candidates appeal to me, that I'm going to not go to the polls so my voice can be heard. Now, what we have to do as Democrats is go back and teach the game the way it should be played. I was speaking to some senior citizens, African-American women, who say during the last election, no one knocked on their door. I live in a building where there are 438 units. Republicans knocked on my door. Democrats need to go back to the way they've been intimidated, as the media has, by the bravado of white males in the Republican Party. And it's like that bulldog that barks at you every time you walk by. Throw it a piece of meat and it'll shut up. We need to throw a piece of meat at that bulldog, divert its attention, and reorganize our base and reorganize new people who are not voting and go back to the methods that work and invent new ones.
But I honestly,
how much Bob Meadows is the?
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Well, I was just going to ask, though. Oftentimes, I hear this strident thought from Democrats, but how much of it can be looked at with the idea that for some blacks, a growing number, to the chagrin of many Democrats, are looking at the Republican Party, quite frankly, as a viable option?
And why shouldn't they? It's a party of the American people. Blacks are American people. If you have a small business, why not? If you're not a conservative, if you don't support gay marriages, if you don't support abortion, why not look to that party? It definitely makes sense that you should. I personally wish black people would be more for all different parties, because that way we're not so tied into the Democratic Party, so that when the Democrats, you know, it's like if you, with J.C. Watt used to always talk about, you want to be at the table with the people who are making the decisions. And so you want to have a say in the Republican Party so that they will take you for, they won't take you for granted.
Well, Bob, I'm glad you raised
I think it's critical. First of all, J.C. Watt got jacked by Tom DeLay when he was part of the House Republican Conference. So that's first thing. Secondly, we also have to understand that the Republican strategy as it relates to African-Americans is not to appeal to all African-Americans, or even half of African-Americans, maybe 25%. Their strategy is to appeal to that 10 to 15% because they know a shift in 5 to 8 percentage points of the black vote away from the Democratic Party can cripple the Democratic Party. Democrats must receive at least 88% of the black vote in order to have an effective way of winning. And so that's really what their plan is. And so it's not this mass appeal towards African-Americans, but you're absolutely right. From a Democratic standpoint, when you talk about a vision, one of the other problems, Ed, is that the Democrats, frankly, are too Democratic. What I mean by that is Republicans in Congress, when they need votes, they have a solid 205 votes. So in order to get to 228, all they need is 23 more. The Democrats, and Congressman John Conyers explained this, Democrats have a solid 165 votes. And so they have to maneuver around 30-some-odd plus folks in their own party just to get to 205 and then give up more stuff to get to 228. He said, so the problem is Republicans have a very clear mandate and they keep their people in line, whereas Democrats have a lot more interest. I know we want to be as Democratic as possible, but when you're trying to stamp an ideology on the country, it helps to have discipline. It helps to have people falling in line.
You call it discipline. I call it intimidation. When you have the Republican National Committee calling politicians and saying to them, if you vote against this, you're not going to get any money for your campaign. And
it's everyone called knows art that's of war, specific. Bev. It, Bev.
Well, no one's arguing. Wait a minute. No one's.
That's what it is.
Gentlemen, no one's arguing that strategy. In the 60s, there was a book called The Siege. It was a book about the Black Civil Rights Revolution, and it mm-hmm. said we need on all fronts. I'm not arguing the strategy of war. I think we need to be more warlike. I have a Hebrew warrior name. I'm for that war. I want to get in the boxing ring and yell, let's get ready to rumble. But what we have to do is make sure our gloves are tied and we've got the stuff to protect our teeth when we get punched. And we're not doing that. The True. Thing that the Republicans are, is the Republicans are myopic. Look at the issues that was just raised, issues that are supposed to be the base of the Republican Party, gay marriages. Let me tell you something. In the African-American community, where you have, what is it, Roland? The last time I looked, 7 out of 10 African-American men not working. I just left death row with Mamia Abu-Jamal, 200 people. 70% of them African-American, 14 men supposed to be out, and the Pennsylvania has not released them. These are the things that are important to us. Republicans push those buttons. Abortion. Gag me. Republicans push those buttons. Same-sex marriage. If this is the issue you are concerned about, which is the challenge I would make, then you don't care about senior citizens. You don't care about factories not in there. And I would hit them hard right where they're weakest, but we don't have a plan to hit them.
Precisely.
I want to hit back.
Well, it has to probably appear a little bit like, what can you do? Because, you know, yeah, the economy, terrible, rampant deficit, we're at war, you can't buy a house in this country, and Bush still wins. That's
well,
got to be extremely deflating
Bob,
to everybody.
Bob, he still wins because you run weak candidates.
Absolutely.
Again, whether you disagree or agree with the contract with America, it was a blueprint for the Republicans when they took over the House.
But
the
they
Democrats,
did nothing about what, that, Roland.
No,
and the
no,
man
guys,
who's,
but Bear,
guys,
that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point.
Guys,
the point was they offered a plan.
That is the point.
I've got to cut us there, and you know I've blown out all the other issues because you guys got going. So this was one of those fun days. Bev Smith, Roland Martin, Bob Meadows, thank you all for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks,
Ed.
Ed.